Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One more event in this month is the birth of some of the seventh Imam's children. The first of Dhul Qa'dah is reported to be the day of the Wiladat of Hazrat Ma'suma, and the 11th of Dhul Qa'dah is the day of the Wiladat of our eighth Imam. Once a group of people from another city came looking for the seventh Imam with questions for him. The Imam was traveling and the questions were left at the house of the Imam. When the people came back to the house to collect the answers, they were told that the Imam had still not returned, but that his daughter, Fatimatul Ma'suma, had answered the questions. They left very satisfied and by chance met the seventh Imam on the way out of the city. He looked at the answers and said, "Fidaha Abuha, Fidaha Abuha, Fidaha Abuha." The very same sentence that we find from the Holy Prophet about Hazrat Fatima, may her father be sacrificed for her. Our ahadith really show the greatness of this lady. The eighth Imam says that whosoever visits her will get Jannah. Her ziyarah has phrases that show the true value of this lofty lady. In the ziyarah, we pray for her shafa'ah and intercession. Imam Ridha was once with his companions in the central mosque in Maru, and people spoke about the different opinions about imamate. The reporter says, "I went to my master and mentioned what the people were discussing. The Imam smiled and replied, 'O Abdul Aziz, the people have ignored our status and have been deceived. Allah did not leave the Islamic Ummah without a leader. The Imams were appointed for this. Imamate is a very lofty position. People cannot appoint their own Imam.' The Imam says, 'Inna al-imama ajallu qadran wa a'zamu sha'nan wa a'la makanan wa amna'u janiban wa ab'adu ghawran min an yablughaha an-nas bi'uqulihim.' Imamate is such a lofty position that people cannot understand it and appoint the Imam on their own. أَوْ يَنَالُوهَا بِآرَائِهِمْ أَوْ يُقِيمُوا إِمَامًا بِاخْتِيَارِهِمْ. They cannot choose an Imam on their own. The Imam goes on to explain in this lengthy hadith the different qualities of the Imam. Our guide, our helper, out of all of our problems and troubles, but not just any guide. Pay attention to this line of the hadith. Al-Imam al-Anisur Rafiq, al-Walidur Rafiq. The Imam is the companion that's careful of his companion. The father that is close with his son. Wal akhu shafiq, the brother that loves and cares about his brother. Wa mafza'ul ibad fid dahiya, the refuge of the servants of Allah in difficulties. Al imam aminullah fi arde, the imam is a person that Allah has appointed on his land. Wa hujjatihi ala ibade, wa khalifatuhu fi bilade, ad-da'i ila Allah. These are the characteristics of the Imam: a close friend, a caring father, a loving brother, the safe home of the servants of Allah in difficulties, the vicegerent of Allah on the earth, his argument over his servants and his representative, and the one who calls towards him. This is the reality of the Imam.